Actor reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Allazina yastami'una al-qawl. Those who listen to what is said. Fayattabi'una ahsana. And follow the best of it. Ulaika allazina hadahumullah. These are the ones whom Allah has guided. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And those have been endowed with intellects. Well, that's what we do in this program. We have a roundtable discussion. We listen to what is said. We actually select the best of it. And today, we are going to have this roundtable discussion with two special guests. I have Brother Muhammad with me.
Assalamu alaikum,
brother. You're listening to two Zainabs. This is Zainab Askari, and we have Sister Zainab Sadat Musavi here. Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, I'm so happy to be with you, Sister Zainab, and you, Brother Muhammad. It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much. Our pleasure to be with you. So, Sister Zainab Musavi Sadat, Zainab Sadat Musavi, in order to not to have the confusion.
Sister Musavi?
We will call you as Zainab, Sister Musavi.
Yes, I'm
all right. I'm Sister Zainab, you're Sister Musavi. Right. So, let's get into something interesting. And what do you think we should be discussing? I think life has taught me a lot over here. And when I came to Iran, I actually wanted to go back to time and I wanted to rewind my life and live it again. Has that happened with you ever, Brother Muhammad?
Oh, yeah, of course. I think the main topic would be here is what do you do when you're regretful? Or do you want to relive your life after so many regrets? Or we can even look at it in a positive way. You've been through so many good things. You want to relive those good things once again, good memories, whatever it is. This reliving is something that apparently I think everybody has this tendency of, right? We kind of want to live back again. And that's why in the Quran, we have this ayah of after death, people wished that they had returned back to this life and they've done good. Even in the Day of Judgment, they say, I wish that, that's why one of the titles of the Day of Judgment is Yawm al-Hasra, the Day of Regret. They want to come back and do good things
exactly.
In this life. Personally speaking, I've had so many moments that I've messed up from the childhood until now. I'd be like, oh, I wish I'd get back there. I would have done it the best.
Yeah,
that's something that I think everybody has this tendency of. And I believe that God has opened up ways for this. God has opened up ways for a living. And we, especially for example, let's take for example, Hajj. We say that once a person goes to Hajj and he returns back, it's as if
a newborn
person. All the sins have been forgiven. Of course, that Hajj has to be a Hajj, not a Hajj of entertainment, but a Hajj, real Hajj. Person goes to Hajj, comes back, he relives. He's as if a newborn child.
Yeah. So what about you, Sister Musavi?
Well, I think that might be strange for you, but I think I don't want to live my life again
because it seems strange.
You know, I personally think that I have made my choices and I tried my best throughout my life to be a good person, to do choices, to make choices that do not make me feel regretful in the future.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
When I say I don't want to go back, I mean that I want to be realistic and try to learn from my mistakes. And of course, I made another point that even if I have tried my best and even if I was the best person I could, when it comes to the end of my time, when I come nearer to my death, I would realize that there were moments when I could do even better and better. And that is the regret, which is precious for me. You know, there
are lots of... She reminds me of Imam Ali Islam, who says that live your life the way as if you're going to die tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, and
His hadith continues. I think it's a bigger hadith. It says, "Kun fi dunyaka ka'annaka tu'ishu fiha," but deal with the worldly affairs as if you're going to live forever.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah. So and if something happens today, a calamity befalls you, it's okay. There is tomorrow. There is the after tomorrow. Don't be worryful about. If you're, for example, your program, your schedule didn't fit today, it's okay. There is tomorrow. It's a worldly thing. But then, "Kun fi akhiratika ka'annaka tamut ghada."
Yes.
Be with your spiritual and your hereafter deeds as if you're going to die tomorrow.
Exactly.
If you've missed your prayer, do the qadha right now. You're going to die tomorrow.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's a very beautiful hadith of Muhammad.
Yes. And that's the point. And there are lots
thank you for completing it. Yeah. Yes, it's true.
Yes, and there are lots of verses in the Holy Book of Quran saying, warning us that you must be careful, you must take that in your mind that you can be better. There are lots of conversations in the Holy Book of Quran between those people in Gehenna, in Jahannam, saying to the angels, the special angels, that I want to go back and live my life again. You know, in case of those people, the angels would respond them that you are not allowed to go back, because in case you go back, you would repeat your life the way just you lived it. But about doing good, I think that's another case. As I said, when you are good, you are, inshallah, of those who go to heaven. And when you go to heaven, you can see that there are lots of levels. There's seven levels
in heaven.
And when
I wish I could be among the sabiqoon as-sabiqoon.
Yes, and in each level when you go, you wish that you would have done better actions and you would take advantage of your life more and more in order to elevate in those levels. I think it's quite important for we as Muslims.
Yeah. She also reminded me of one of the things when you were talking about those who will be in the hell and they will be saying this and that. And it reminded me of one of the verses from Surah Furqan, which says that on that day, people will be crying from the hellfire that I wish I had not chosen that particular person as my Khalil, brother.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As my friend, actually.
Fulan and Khalila.
Yes, I had not chosen that particular person as my friend. I do regret on that note because not everyone was worth of my friendship. So what about you?
When it comes to friendship and the interactions I have with people, alhamdulillah, I think it was a mercy from God that most of my life I had people who were at least good. You see, you know, there is this tendency of mankind, you try to make friends who are close to yourself, like who have the same characteristics as you. Like in a class, you'd find at least two or three friends, a group of friends.
Are similar to you.
They're similar to you, right?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah, when I look at my previous life with my friendship circle, I find people, at least compared to the other friendship circles, they were closer to me and they were less regretful than how I would see others. I would think sometimes like, oh, imagine if I would have been friends of Fulan, like I would have been, you know, somewhere else now.
Yeah.
But then alhamdulillah, I had friends who would in most cases enjoin me in good. I can remember once I had an issue with my teacher who gave me zero in high school. And he gave me zero not out of justice, because I did some mischief in the class.
So you'll be saying from Jannah now, I wish that particular teacher was not my teacher.
Maybe, yeah. But then he was a good teacher. It wasn't all that a bad teacher. But then I did some mischief.
He's so respectful.
What happened is we had planned something for him. I wouldn't say what, but then one of my friends, he reached out. He's like, look, we understand.
I'll pull his chair.
Yeah, just don't. No, not pull. That's like a silly thing. We had something even worse we had in mind. He was like, no, just, you know, it's your own fault. Just think about it. It's going to be solved and stuff. And it was...
So when you actually wanted to teach a lesson to your own teacher, then one of your friends from your friend circle comes and tells you, relook on your actions.
Exactly,
exactly.
So for my friends, I see, alhamdulillah, most of them, they've been good. And I tried my best to be good to them as well. There have been cases. So when it comes to friendship, but then again, there have been instances where you'd say, okay, at least for this particular time, I wish I'd have come back. Like, if they're disrespecting the teachers, I see that as a very heavy thing now, especially after coming to the Hausa. You see how it's a completely different environment. You see everything becomes respectful, not only your teachers, your friends, it's the utmost level of respect. Now that you think about it, you'd be like, oh, I wish I'd returned. though I was relatively respectful for my teachers, I wish I had returned. I'd been more respectful. With the definition of respect I know now, at least I would have been better at that time, at least.
Yeah. Well, let's take a short break and come back, and we'll continue our discussion. Welcome back. You're listening to the Back to Reality, and I have with me Sister Musavi and Brother Muhammad. And the topic is, what if we go back to our life and live again? Brother Muhammad and me, we want to live again, although we have learned a lot, and he has had a religious background from the very beginning. He has had very good friends from the very beginning, but still he wants to go back and live back. And I have all messed up my life, but still, yeah, of course, I want to go back. But Sister,
it's a two-way thing, right? You want to be, you want to cherish the good memories once again, and you also want to, you know, kind of reimburse the bad memories.
Yeah, unfortunately for me, like, as we were talking about friends, our friends would actually encourage us doing the things that under the pretext of being bold, like whatever they would, like Imam Lilyasam also says that if you listen to a sinner, he would actually, or if you be in a company of a sinner, he would actually make sins look very beautiful in front of you. So exactly. In our time, the girls would like actually tell you, if you're not bold, you won't be able to do this. If you are not doing this, basically you don't have guts to do that. So but alhamdulillah, I never went into the things that they were into, but okay. Yeah, I had been actually seeing those things. So I actually don't want to be friends with some of the friends. I want to be friends with some of my friends. Exactly that, the way I said, I don't want to say yes to everyone around. There are many more things that I have learned from life. Like there was a verse which says that, what is it that has made you ungrateful towards your Lord? And when it used the word Rabb, the Lord, and I got into the meaning of what is Rabb, the one who gave you name, who actually brought you up like your parents, and who gave you everything, whatever you have today. And towards that Lord, what is it that made you ungrateful towards your Lord? And the verse is, مَا غَرَّقَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ, the Lord who actually has brought you in a very kareem way, in a very, you know, kind, the most...
Noblest of ways.
Exactly. Yeah. So towards that Lord you had been, what distracted you actually from him? So there were many things that actually distracted us from the Lord, and that's the effect of media, the effect of culture you're living in, the impact of friends, the peer pressure, and all those things. So having all this knowledge that I have today, I want to definitely turn back time and live those memories once again, but with the knowledge that I have right now. So yes, Sister Musavi, you tell us something more.
Well, for closing, I want to refer to a beautiful hadith from our dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, which is about the topic we're talking about. In that regard, he says, take advantage of five before five. Your youth before your old age, your health before your sickness, your wealth before your poverty, your free time before your business, and your life before your death. Really beautiful. You should take advantage of your life. It doesn't mean that you don't need to look back. What I said, in fact, I don't need to look back at my life. But the point is that I must take advantage of my life.
Though it's literally impossible for us to go back in life and relive the memories or relive the different aspects that we want to, but I think, as Sister Musa we mentioned and shocked us, it's important that we consider the life ahead.
Yeah.
Use the past as the lessons and kind of configure the present so that our future is most prosperous.
Yeah. Most of us want to go back because we have a kind of we feel that Allah will not forgive us for the things that we have done or the way we have messed up our life, but Allah is far more actually Rahman, Rahim, kind, generous. He's more, much more than that, what we think like. And he accepts the tawbah, he accepts our apologies. So it's time to say our sorries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, apologize in front of him. And what is important is not to get back, as Sister Musavi constantly repeated in the session. So it's important that we don't get back into those things. and learn from our mistakes. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much, guys, for being with us.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.